it's a 2515 podcast, and I'm going to talk about something very controversial. Guys, it's 2021. Who still body shames? So when I wanted to start this podcast, this particular episode of the podcast, I had to ask my friends. I just wanted to hear their things, their opinions, incidents that might have happened to them. I went online to check for, you know, celebrities that have been body shamed or celebrities that have just not been comfortable in their body. And you know, things I saw, things I heard basically got me enraged, got me angry, because I was like, why are people like this? Now, this is the thing, is that this podcast, this episode is not dedicated to the people who blatantly meet you, walk up to you and be like, oh my god, you're so disgusting, or they make you feel so... No, these are dedicated to the subtle shamers, the people that are doing it, that, hey, oh my god, it's, oh my god, what is that, why are you so skinny, oh my god, let me do this, eat this, do that. That is what this episode is dedicated to. Like, normalize minding your business. Like, normalize looking at things, looking at people, and realizing that they didn't ask for your opinion, meaning they don't want your opinion. So I've had situations where people like this, like this sorts of shamers, they meet people, they are like, oh my god, you know, you're suggesting all these things. So some of them are innocent, they just think, want to help this person. Some of them are doing it intentionally, whatever reason they are doing it for. They basically put pressure on these people to actually do what they want them to do. Like, they're like, do this, do this. And then these people that are desperate, they fall in for this. They go ahead and do all these things that are being suggested to them, because they themselves, they also want a solution, because they're also tired of people coming up to them and giving them their unsolicited advice. Like, nobody is asking for your opinion, but you still feel the need to put your opinion. Like, really? So this thing to be here, the pressure, shit. So I heard of this particular girl that was like, she loved corona period. Why? Because in corona period, it was compulsory to wear nose mask, and so people would not have to see her face and not see her acne at all. And I felt really bad for her. I felt really bad that she had that mentality. I felt really bad that people have made her so conscious of it. People cannot just see her and walk past or be like, okay, cool. People have made her so conscious of it that she feels that it's good to hide it. Like, she's so happy that she's able to hide her face. Like, babes, girls out there, my loves, please, you are beautiful. You are so beautiful, and please don't mind what all these people say. See, all these people that are talking like that, they have one issue or the other with their self or with their body. In fact, people that have the most issues are the ones that have the most mouth. I know of situations. Somebody is not that fine and is telling me, Leticia, Kiniko, Kiniko. Please. I believe and I know that I'm beautiful. I go in front of the mirror. I speak words of affirmation to myself. Some days I might just wake up or in the night and I just come out and just look at myself, maybe with my earpiece plugged, and I'll just be shouting. I'm like, ah, okay. I'll just be hyping myself, because you're the best hype man for yourself. Just making myself feel good, because nobody in this world should fucking bring me down. My happiness is mine. I don't need to give them the power. The fact that I don't need to give them the power to make me feel bad, to control my emotions, to control my life. Because when people body shame you, right, or body shame us, or body shame anyone, when you body shame somebody, right, it brings to their mind, it brings to their subconscious the fact that, oh, they are really not perfect. When it comes to their subconscious that they're not perfect, it makes them start thinking about it. And for some people, the first one is like, if this one, they keep thinking about it, leading to a poor mental health, which leads to depression. And you might be like, oh, why is person depressed that you have other nice qualities? But you don't realize that some of the things you've pointed out are things that have caused this depression. You think, oh, this person has a nice life, but what people say are hurtful things you say, your so-called suggestions, and the way you say, your approach, the manner you approach them to say what you want to say, to give your really unsolicited advice. And then when you talk about it every time, like, okay, let's say mistake, you just sit, you're like, oh, I didn't know you had this thing, but yeah, leave it. But no, the fact that you keep on talking about it, like, are you thinking that every moment you see them, every new day you see them, it will change, like they'll become a perfect person? You've said it once, please keep your remaining advice to yourself. Really. And then this goes for family members that they see people and like, oh, do this, ah, oh my god, what is that on your face? Really, your friends, your family, your sibling did not ask for your help, did not ask for your advice, did not tell you, please, do you think I am skinny? Did they, even if they ask you, right, it's not up to you to say demeaning things. It's not up to you to approach it in the wrong way. You just have to be nice. Like, for God's sake, everybody wants love. Everybody cares about their mental health. Don't just think about yourself. You know, think about the people you're talking to. Think about the fact that what if, assume that everybody out there, they have weak mental health. Assume that everybody there, any little thing you tell them gets to their heart and they cry about it. Just assume that way. That's the best way you can live life without really hurting people's feelings. Like, especially unsolicited advice. Like, that word just keeps ringing my head. Like, I didn't ask for your help. I didn't ask for your advice. I didn't ask you for anything. But you find the need to say your shit. I won't fuck with that. I really don't. I don't fuck with that. So now, body shaming and all of that and body insecurity cuts across every area. It's even cuts across guys. See, if I'm going to go into body insecurity about guys, I will take a long time talking about that. Because is it beards? Is it fat shaming people? Is it skinny shaming them? Is it the acne? I know you all guys have acne and all, and you know, this, I don't like all those things. And like, I know a lot of people that have acne, and I don't like it when people are really body shaming or saying that, oh my god, what is that? And they're like, really, people, is it abs? Okay, you don't have abs, or you don't have packs, you're seen as a lesser person. Like, no, or even that only thing is the beard shit. Like, oh, I love beards in a way, sha. But at the same time, you know those beards thing are like these ticklish things that let's not go into beards and the psychology of it all. But like, yes, so you or a short person, I don't want to talk about guys, because if I talk about it, it's really again, even girls, I'm even struggling with that girls issue. Heights, you see a girl that is short, they know the girl that is short knows she's short. You don't need to say, oh my god, you're so short. Did they ask you? Or you see somebody that is tall, oh my god, this happens to me a lot. You see somebody that is tall, you be like, yeah, you going to you want to reach his ceiling? Yes, I do. I really want. I told myself, grow, body, grow. Yes, grow, and it's growing to the ceiling. Like, do you really need to comment on everything? Do you really, really need to comment on everything? So guys, with that, that's come to the end of this podcast. I really hope you guys enjoyed yourself. If you didn't, you can hit me up, we'll discuss about it. I don't know what I just did there. Okay, so guys, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and don't forget to follow our IG and engage there. Guys, our IG page is 2515 podcast. So guys, we do polls, we do question and answer. Don't be a stranger. Feel free to step in. Feel free to hit our DMs, talk about anything you want. And we've said something, the 2515 song of the week. And my 2515 song of the week is Necessary by Kiss Daniel featuring Fizz. And all that new Bad Songs album. So new episodes drop here every Sunday. So feel free to tune in to learn more, because we have a lot of topics, we have a lot of gist, we have a lot of beautiful, vibrant topics we want to talk about. So guys, sit back and enjoy this page. Sit back and enjoy the podcast, guys.